Okay, as we discussed yesterday, we're going to talk today about aluminum pens. Yesterday was dedicated to Snapple bottles. Today will be dedicated to aluminum pens. When I refer to aluminum pens, I'm talking about those things that you buy in a box and are intended to be thrown out at some point. Aluminum pens, broiler pens.
Pens that Jews use.
Kalim Ha'omdim, this I'm reading now from the Sefer Tzilos Kalim, Daf Nun Zayin, Perek Aleph, Sif Zayin, Perek Aleph, Sif Zayin, page Nun Zayin. Kalim Ha'omdim Lishimush Chad Pa'ami, what we'll call disposable Kalim. Ubedato, that's important. Ubedato Lizarkom, La'achar Hashimush, and one intends to dispose of them after use. Einam Tzrichim Tevila, Lefikach, therefore. Salachot, kosot, v'chadome, plates, cups, and the like, ha'umdim l'shimush chad pa'ami, which are inherently disposable, v'chein kelim miniyar aluminium, niyar kesef, for those that are not familiar with aluminium, shezorkom la'achar sh'neshtamish b'hem, that are generally thrown out after they are used, einom tzrichim tevila. So let me just say at the outset, when it comes to these broiler pans, many Poskim are of the opinion that since they are inherently disposable, the fact that someone chooses to keep them means that he is either frugal or perhaps he is making it into a kli, but it is not inherently a kli and therefore would not require tefila. There are other Poskim who take a different opinion. So let's start with the Minchas Yitzchak. The Minchas Yitzchak is in Chelek Hay, Simen Lamed Beis. I just happen to have it with me. Nope. Question. Bidavar hamachtos shel aluminium dakim. She'ofen bahem v'nasu biderech klal l'shtamesh bahem rap chad pa'mi. They are generally made for, doesn't mean necessarily specifically one-time use, but it means to be disposable. Ma dinam l'inyan tefila. V'ulai maspik l'potram mitfila mitam ha'mavur b'Rambam in Hilchos Kelim Perikei Halacha Zayin. V'atam d'lahavi kli. Ra keshenasa l'shtamish bo tadirus. Avalo keshenasa l'hashlicha tekef. V'chein benidon nidon. Tekef achar ha'afiyah zorkin ha'machta hanal. That's the question. So he goes through an analysis here. The achare shenoda lanu kol hanal. Harei zed dome lamad de ita sham b'shulchan aruch shin chavches sif mem gimel shem eino shel amut alirchot af b'mei grara. Sorry, one second. This went too far over here. Sorry, bear with me one second. Hine, sorry. Im lemeidin tefilos kelim hanikchem me'akum me'tuma b'chol ha'pratim. Do we learn? This is sort of your question from the other day, David. Can we in fact derive laws of kelim in the realm of tefila from the laws of kelim in the realm of tuma and tahara? Remember, you asked that question. Toli ba'ashle ravrave da'ashev Yaakov sirle di'alfinan zemizeh. There are those poskim who say you can. Aval gidule tahara cholek alza kemavur b'sifri hanal, meaning chelek dalid simin kuf yud dalid ayin shan ulam. However, benogel nidon didon, when it comes to this specific issue, matzasi b'osu tshuva shel hagidule tahara simin yin zayin b'mashakasav le'inyun yorosh shemavashlim bo yayin saraf. Some type of cauldron in which they cook yayin sarf, whiskey. Shemakilam l'shtamish b'li tevila. Trufa gam l'shelaseinu. That will serve as a medicine, as it were, as a poultice, as some type of potion, helpful potion for our problem. Shekasav. De'efsha l'fisha omrim ha'umnim. She'im mashin ha'yayin saraf b'kelim elu. If they would leave the yayin saraf, they leave the whiskey in these kelim. Humus kalkel. It can't stay there, it would get ruined. Imkein lo havi kli tashmish. Therefore, this kli is obviously not meant to be used in any type of enduring way. Va'af agav dekaimon dafil tashmish arai, even a ad hoc use of a kli, also below tefila, that's hainu heicha deroy akalponim l'tashmish keva. That's where the kli is inherently usable indefinitely, and you just make a temporary use of it. Heicha deroy akalponim tashmish keva. Aval hacha, ain aroy l'shtamish bo keva. But here the kli is not omade to be used be kvias. Okay, Phil, settle down. Getting back to the issue at hand, the Minchas Yitzchak says that's only where the kelim are really usable indefinitely, but you just decide to make a temporary use, an arai use. Then it's also below tefillah. But where it's not inherently usable, bekvias, hainu roi lishtamish, ainu roi lishtamish bo keva, v'yesh lahavi smach l'davar, from Perek Yud Beis of kelim. Grusios shel zayis tahorim neshehein mimorin umafarish harayvit shenosnin tamba machal. They make the food taste bitter. Havik a kli hamachusar malacha. It's not a good kli because it taints the taste of the food. The kevon shekfar nogul akel v'yishmokum litlos bok tzas ein limchos biyodom. Adkan dvarv. I guess he's quoting the Ravid. V'hinei boror de'ein kavanas. He's quoting the Gidulei Tara. Hinei boror de'ein kavanas ha Gidulei Tara de mehai taima gam hayoros lo yu b'chal kelim mekabel tuma. This doesn't suggest that the kelim won't be subject to being mekabel tuma, but to bring a raya from there, to bring a smach from there, that model shall limchos biyodam regarding tefila shekevan shekvar nogu. Just like you see regarding one area of halacha that it's not called a kli, so too we'll say the same thing here in the realm of tefilas kelim. V'kolze afla shitaso de pikbeg harbe ala shev Yaakov de potter mitfila bekelim shenam akabim tum ayin sham imkein v'kol shekem nidon dion. Certainly, in our case, with regard to the aluminum pans, the broiler pans, the lo rak she'ein mashin bo hamachal, you don't keep food in there long term, ela af ein ofen bo rak pam echad. Now, it's not 100% true. I think many people do reuse them. Certainly today's broiler pans can be reused. I know people, for example, have special pans that they use for baking challah, even though they're intended to be disposable, but they reuse them.
They can just keep reusing.
Eventually they start to break down, or they get a hole in them, and they're not usable anymore, but they can be used many times. V'gam af einam akabim tuma, de'efshel etzarev gam shitas hashev Yaakov, pshita de'eshlamed ein tzarev tefila, af lechat chila. Ulmi kol shekein shekvar nogu kein, v'chein ama davar shelo litbo. The Minchas Yitzchak says, listen, there's a lot of basis in halacha for saying that they don't require tefila, plus the fact that the minig has already been established that way, that people don't tovel them. He thinks it's well sourced and with good reason that people aren't tolling them, and therefore he believes it's okay. The Chalkas Yaakov and Chelek Gimel Siman Kuftas Vav has a similar approach. Since they are not kelim regarding Tumah and Tahara, they also don't have the shame kli regarding Tevilas kelim, and again refers to the fact that the minig and Klai Yisrael seems to be not to tovel these items, and he like the Minchas Yitzchak, seems to support the well-established minig or practice. The Chalkas Yaakov goes a step further and says, even though it's possible to reuse them numerous times, since the derech, the normal derech of these things, is not that way, it still enjoys the status of a kli, which is not really a kli and not mekabel tumah.
Mm-hmm. So even if you use it 50 times,
that's the way it seems. Well, there is a difference because snapple bottle is inherently a kli. That's made as a kli. Well, that's a machlokas. I mean, we saw that yesterday. There are three different shitas.
Well, but I'm saying, so how could there be, whatever. Yeah, I'm sure there's a machlokas about this also.
Yeah. Now he quotes something fascinating here, and I'd like to compare this with what's printed in some of the Chumos. He quotes from the Torah journal, which emanates from the Masifta Tiferes Yerushalayim, namely the journal LaTorah VeHora'ah. This is Choveres Beis, so this is a very early issue. Umud 40, the Kasav HaGaon Rav Moshe Feinstein Shlita, who was then a Shlita, and today is Zecher Tzadik HaKadosh Levracha. Ayin Berambam Reish Perek Chaf Mikalim Shekasav. The Tam Kalim Milefes VeEsrog Udalaos Yeveshim Shetahorim. Why are Kalim that are made from dried out husks of Esrogim and gourds and the like, why are those things tahar? Because they can't be used indefinitely. Mashma, af sheshayich l'shtamish b'hem eze pamim, even though they can be used numerous times, aval ein miskaimim kederach kli tahorim, but they don't have everlasting durability. Chazinan debelo miskaimim el azman katzar, we see from here, because they could only last a certain amount of time, even though you may reuse them numerous times, ainam makablam tuma, that does not make them subject to becoming tame. Imkain kalim elu she'i efshar l'shtamish behem af lafi hadachak rak beis v'gimel pamim ainam makablam tuma v'rakim efshar l'skayim har beis man. Now again, this is a loaded term. So if you could use them two or three times, that's not going to make it makabel tuma. It's still not a kli. But if it could be used, he says, l'skayim harbezman, ach b'shvil hazol ein mishtamshin. But if it's the type of thing that could be used many times over, but because it's so cheap, people don't use them. Mistaber de makabel tuma umamela de efshar de einam tzrichim tfila.
Do we have other places?
Rakim efshar l'skayim harbezman, ach b'shvil hazol ein mishtamshin. Mistaber de makabel tuma. So, I mean, that's a little bit confusing, right? Because on the one hand, if it's mekabel tuma, then it should be called a kli, and if it's called a kli, it should be subject to tefila.
Mm-hmm.
So what does it mean? Im efshal is kaim har bezman, but b'tefila zol im shtamshin. Mestaber de mekabel tuma. Umemela efshal de inam tzrichim tefila. It should be tzrichim tefila. But then he goes on, he says, Rav Elimelech Bluf, in that journal, the hakli batom lamaachal, k'dematzino legabe ma'aser sheni shenikna imkelev, like the mishnayos that we saw yesterday, and then he says the afal pi denira lahatir, afil l'shtamish bem yosem ipamarishon. You could keep using them midinasu l'shtamish bem rak pamachas, since they're made to be disposable. The svara is that you could. Why are people keeping them? Because they're frugal, not because they're meant to be kept. V'im habalabayis Yisrael kovam l'kli, so now you made it a kli by keeping it and using it going forward. Hua osa kli mamela patur mitvila. This is like the story that we saw yesterday. Mikol makom nota hadavar v'imishtamish behem pa'amim rabos, but if you're going to use it time and time again, he says there igloi milsa the kli ovid, that it really was made as a kli. Umamela doma l'stam kli deboi tvila kodem. And I could tell you that Talmidim of Rav Moshe say that broiler pans do need tefillah, probably because of this idea, since they can be used over and over again. Sof ein chilek beinehem ela be'echus hamateches. It's just a matter of how much metal is there, or the quality of the metal. If you in fact are going to keep it and reuse it, then it would certainly require tefillah. So, I believe the Rosh Hashiva Shlita is of the opinion that they do not need tefillah, perhaps more in line with the Menchas Yitzchak, and as I mentioned, some of the Talmidim of Rav Moshe, perhaps based on the approach here cited in the name of Rav Bluth, Shlita, say that they should be told. There are a couple of places in the Igros Moshe where this issue is addressed as well. I thought maybe we'll just read one or two of those, and then perhaps we could get a better sense of that position. Let's take a look first at the Igros Moshe in Yoredeya Chelek Gimel. Yoredeya Chelek Gimel. So in Yoredeya Chelek Gimel, Simchav Gimel, this tshuva was written specifically to Rav Elimelech Bluth Shlita, interestingly. It's appropriate for us to mention that one of our Talmidim, namely Adam Goldberg, has a personal relationship with Rav Bluth, so perhaps if he is so interested, he could bring this issue up with him. I'm sure it would prove to be a fascinating conversation.
Wait, what?
You heard it, AD.
Hine.
This was written to Rav Bluth.
Hine kelim ha'asuyim l'shimush pam achas. Kalim that are made essentially to be disposed of after their initial use. Ki al harbe pam enam ru'uyim v'ruba da alma enam dochim atzmam kemen she'en demeim yikarin. They're basically very cheap. Beim shtamshim ben ela pamachas, but there are some who happen to keep them around. Shedochim atzmam shtamshim ben bezo gimel pamim im tzrichin tefillah. In other words, these are essentially disposable, but people do hold on to them and reuse them. Do these things need to be toveled or not? Hine ayin berambam reish perik beiz mikalim shekos of the tam dekalim milefes v'esog udalos yaveshim shetahorim lefishi I afshar shiyamdu elaz man muat mashma af sheshayich l'shtamish b'hem ezeh pamim aval emes kaimim kederach kli. Yes, you could use them, but they don't last forever. V'chein hu mistoma gam das hatosos and Shabbos daf samach vav amar alef ach hatosos lo hiviyu Dulas, Ulai Lo Garci Zebatosefta, Dare Ika Kriv Masnisan Kalim Parakim Shnehe Shahu Makabal Tumma, Vaharash Pirsham Dulas Yvesha. Alright. Umash Mashimatami af below Chidok, Vatosos Mistama Savi Karash, Vakaram Shu Cheres, Gamrashi Bishab, Tafkuf Chavhe Pirish, Kruyil Dulas Yvesha. Okay, this is more of a technical issue. Let's skip a little bit.
Tamahu. Matsasi.
Appearishu klisha osim midalashim of vashlin oso batan rayin sham. Delache nasa kliamus kaim laharbez manu. But osafta, bamatsia perigzayan, goris, harash, yevesha, shuhulach, shalachin inamus kaim, veinamakabotum. Okay. Matsasi besefer sidre taharos, perig yud zayan. Daf kufayin vavdi ramaskal udalas yvesha. Shek shmi paragimel shakruya shahu dalas yvesha makabal tumma vetirat shumi shumha chidok de miskaimai deze vahabriya shaino chibor de makabal tumma af below chidok piresham de hu dalas lacha shaino nochali shaber vahu gamkin tirat of al lehefach mashaka safti la rashva agra. Okay, again, this is a little bit more technical. Alkoponim. Two lines up from the bottom. Chazinan de belomus kaimen ella zman kotzer. We see, ech sheyia. We see, with regard to kalim, if they are the types of kalim that are only able to last a zman kotzer, af sheyishtam shubahem eze pamim enam mekablim tumah. They're the types of things that will only last briefly, and people will reuse. But eventually they won't be able to use them anymore. Im kein kelim elu sheyashal shtamish bam afal piha dechak rak bezo gimel pamim. If they can only be used two or three times under duress, so those things are not kelim and they're not makabel tuma. V'rakim yashal es kaim har bezman. Only those types of things which can be kept much longer than two or three times, but nonetheless people throw them out because they are cheap. So this is the lashon from that tshuva. Im yashal es kaim har bezman. That's a real kli. Mm-hmm. Oh, so maybe that I don't know maybe why I struggled with that before. But that's what he's saying. In other words, this thing is really a kli. It's just very cheap. So just because it's cheap and therefore we don't keep it, that means that it's really a kli, in which case it's makabel tumah. Umamela efshar de'enum tzvichem tefila. As even though it would be mekabel tuma, but because it's disposable, it does not require tefila.
Buddy.
I'm sorry. One second. Hold on. One second.
Yeah, we're not taking.
Oh, because
questions.
people are not using them. People are not using them going forward. They're saying, let's say the broiler pan could last a long time, but it could last a long time because it's cheap, people throw it out. So I guess before the first use, you wouldn't need to tovel it. After the Yom Tzvichem Tevila. But if you're going to keep it going on an ongoing basis, then you would need to tovel it. That seems to be the reasonable conclusion from this tshuva. Okay, so let me just review the two shitos that we discussed. And then I'll take comments or questions. So what we saw based on the Rambam Hilchos Kalim is that if Kalim are essentially disposable, so those are not Makabel Tuma, and therefore by extension they are not Kalim which would require Tvila. That was the Psak of the Minchas Yitzchak and the Chelkas Yaakov, which we quoted previously. Chelkas Yaakov was cited in the footnotes in the Sefer Tvilas Kalim. And the Minchas Yitzchak we saw inside. Rav Moshe's Tshuva, which we now read inside, also based on the Rambam, this is the Rambam in an earlier halacha, earlier Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, and elsewhere, that if the Kli will generally be such that you can only use it once or twice or three times, then even if a person decides to use it going forward, but it's essentially already not usable, but you'll use it bedochak, so that doesn't require a tefillah. But if it could be used repeatedly, maybe much zman harbe, whatever zman harbe is, but much more permanent, but people tend to throw it out because of its relative inexpensive price, then probably it wouldn't need tefillah. I don't know if that means, but if you do keep it, then you would need tefillah. That's what it sounds like. And that's what it seems that Rav Bluth was saying here in the Torah Lahora journal, again cited in this footnote, namely, where was it? Yeah. Kidematin Lagabi Maisa Shanish and Nikna Imhakli. Dafal P. De Nir Lahati Afila Stamish Pam Yosemi Pam Rishon. Me Denasil Stamish Pam Rak Pam Achas. And you could say Alpi Svara that you're the one that's making it into a Kli, because it's not really a Kli. Mikal Mokom. Nota Adover. The Imish Stamish Pam Pamim Rabos. If it's the type of thing that you're going to use many times, really you see that it is a kli. Umemela doma l'stam kli debay tefila kodem sheyuchel l'stamish bo afilu pamarisham. Even now, could be that you have to use it. Even the first time.
If you had in mind to use it.
Yeah, if you're going to keep it and use it many times, then it could be that you have to even tovel it the first time. So self ein chilek b'neim el be'echos hamateches. She's showing that really it's a kli. Lo gora mehal dekastav arash, lagabe meichal shein aroy lachila, and so on. One second, please. So again, if you're going to use it once and throw it out, then probably does not require tefillah. If you are going to use it, you're going to keep it and use it for more than one time. Sounds like you'd have to even tovel it before the first use, according to Rav Bluth's Torah, right? You'd have to even tovel it before the first use, because it's really a kli. But let's say you can throw it out right away. No, then you would not require tefillah. And that's what Moshe means here at the end. You could use it many times, more than two or three. You could use it more than two or three times. Then mistaber that it's makabel tuma, but it doesn't need tefillah. But if you're going to not throw it out, you're going to keep it, then it probably needs tefillah as well. Right? That seems to be what we're saying here. And I think that's what many Talmidim of Rav Moshe will tell you he held, or what should be done. Others take the position of the Michas Yitzchak. I believe the Rosh Hashiva is more of the opinion that these things are essentially disposable, they're inherently disposable, and the fact that someone keeps them, maybe he's making it into a kli, he's creating it into a kli, not that it's a kli from the outset.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Right. Either that or it's not a kli at all. I mean, either you're making it a kli, right, either it's not a kli or you're making it into a kli, one of those two. Okay, so this is essentially the discussion that we find in the postgame regarding the disposable pants. Questions, comments, please.
Concerns. Adam?
Adam? Rabbi Luth's horror was that even for the first time, if that's your mindset. If you don't intend to throw it out right away, then he says it stands to reason that you should tell it even before the first use.
Yeah.
Right?
Right, but I'm saying that...
He said that's igloi milsa that you relate to it as a kli.
But this person's already from the first use, they're saying I could throw it out this time.
I could, but I'm going to keep it until it breaks down. If you tell me the mindset is... I relate to this as something that I could keep for a long period of time. I'm going to wash it until something happens to it. I think that's why he's saying that it really is like a kli. You're showing that it is like a kli. Okay, we will stop here, and Blinetta, tomorrow we will discuss the issue. I know we touched on it a little bit. Discuss the issue of what one can do if he finds himself as a guest in a home where the Balabatim do not tovel their kalim or haven't tovel their kalim. What are the different opinions in the postgame regarding that unfortunate situation?
Nice.